Hey guys, welcome back to FNF Podcast. This is your host, Radiant Knows, with your co-host, Faruqi. What's up, Faruqi?
Hey, yo, Faruqi, what's good?
I'm doing great, dude. I'm super excited. We got a very, very special guest today.
Very special guest.
Yes, very, very special guest. I watch you all the time on TikTok, except I don't watch you when I'm alone in the room, because, you know, it's a bit scary. So let's introduce her. Before we do it, here's a small description about her. She's a 17-year-old Lebanese TikToker based in Qatar. And if you're wondering what type of TikTok she makes, just like her username says, she tells horror stories on TikTok. So without any further ado, guys, please welcome Horror Hijabi.
Hi, besties.
Hey, guys. What's up? How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good as well.
Doing awesome? Yep. Okay. Wow, I can't believe how much talking to you. Wow. I watch your TikTok all the time.
Thank you, I appreciate that.
No problem. Okay, first up, Faruqi, I'll start with this question. It's kind of a simple, not really. Okay, here's a question. Where did all this TikTok thing start from? I just want to know more about your beginning and, you know, all as right. An inspiration.
Okay, it's actually a very funny story. I was bored mid-quarantine, April 16th, 2020, so it was like directly into quarantine, and I was like bored watching random YouTube videos, and I came across this one about a SpongeBob missing episode, I think, and I watched it, and I thought it was so interesting that I told all my friends about it, but none of them seemed to care, because no one had interest in me, so I was like, let me make a video and post it, and we'll see what happens. And ever since, I've been making videos.
And you blew up.
Yes, it was insane.
Wow. Okay. So it started because of SpongeBob. Nice.
Yes.
Cool.
SpongeBob is where Harjabi is right now. It's because of SpongeBob. Yep.
Yeah, I have to thank them.
SpongeBob.
Thank you, SpongeBob.
Okay. So, you know how you started, by seeing SpongeBob, usually, when people make TikToks or anything, did you have in mind, you want to be successful, or, you just start as a random about what you learned or something?
I mean, it's a 50-50 thing, because ever since I was young, I've always wanted to have the success that I have, but posting that video, I wasn't expecting anything out of it. I was just like, we'll see what happens, and what happened, and here we are, you know?
Here we are now, with more than half a million followers on TikTok.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God. Wow, that's actually really good numbers. Your numbers are really high. Your views and your, mashallah, your views and your, following are so high. Was there a moment, my question was there a moment where you realized, wow, I've reached it, or is it still coming?
Honestly, it has not hit me yet. I have 500k and it has not hit me, and I'm just I'm waiting for when it does.
We hit 100 followers and we made it.
Let's go, we made it, life is complete. But yeah, okay, so you didn't hit the moment. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. 1 million to come soon.
Okay. Yeah, hopefully. Inshallah.
Inshallah. Inshallah. Okay. Okay.
Okay, so you know, when you posted a video, was it successful from the start, or did you have to post a couple to get the followers growing, or did you get the views from the start? Was it successful from the start?
Actually, it was pretty insane. I posted the video, and literally an hour later, I was running around my house telling my family that I got 10k views. It was
first video.
What?
Oh shit!
Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
Crazy.
Crazy, exactly.
That's cool. Whoa. First video 10k? Wow.
My first video was 45 views.
Hey, that's good.
It's probably me watching it 30 times.
Nope. As you should.
Don't expose yourself, mate. Okay. So my next question is, so you posted a video about SpongeBob, interesting facts about SpongeBob.
Yeah.
Did you finalize the topic that itself? Oh my God, I got 10k views. You know what? This is what I'm going to do. Horror stories. Or was it just idea? What was it? Did you just go into that topic?
I think I immediately knew I wanted to keep making videos, because my only interest in life, I have two, and that's horror stories and the movie Mamma Mia. That's it. That's my entire personality trait. So I posted the video and I got the views, and I was like, okay, I'll continue doing this for a while. I literally thought I was going to do it for 2 months. I've been doing it for a year and 3 months, I think.
Wow.
Yeah.
okay, I watch your videos and I'm just like, where in the world do you get the ideas from? Like, how is the research going on? Like, do you just go and, like, you know, Google Smurfs scary theory? Like, how does it go on? Like, because your Smurfs one really surprised me. I was like, whoa.
Same, honestly. No, it's like, it's a mix of, in the beginning, it was mainly just me watching YouTube videos and, like, theories and stuff. But then over time, I started to realize that I needed to make my own sort of theories. So whenever I, like, feel a sketchy vibe from a certain cartoon and a certain movie, I do extensive research on it. I see what theory I believe most, because I never want to give something that I don't believe, you know?
Right, right. So how does it feel to tell your mom that you're, or your parents, that you're researching on Smurfs?
Oh my god, my mom gave me the idea. My mom's the one who told me to do the Smurfs theory.
Okay.
My mom is so much prouder of me than I am of myself. Whenever I go anywhere, she makes sure everyone in the room, within 5 meters, knows I'm famous, quote unquote. Yeah.
She's famous, she's famous, my daughter's famous. Famous.
Literally, no, she literally does that, I swear.
Wow, that's actually good. You got a proud mom.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, you got a good support by your side.
Yeah, I know, I do.
It's to a certain level.
Okay. Like, you know, every time any, like, content creator, anyone that posts videos always has a video that doesn't do too well, like, you know, randomly, like, suddenly, you don't get the views. Mm-hmm. Has that ever happened to you and you just thought of, like, wow, I didn't get views, that means that's it? Did you ever think of stopping?
Yes. When I hit 200K, that was, like, the slowest my account was growing. And I literally, like, in my head, I was like, my account's dying. I don't ever want to do this again. I was, like, crying to my family. I'm like, I don't want to do this. Like, I'm not getting the views. I'm not getting the followers. But then, I don't know what I posted and it got my account going again. But every time I hit a point where my videos aren't getting views, I go back to the same headspace. I'm like, I'm dying. No one likes me. Like,
let's use that as inspiration, okay?
Yeah.
We go down, we cry.
We go cry and then we post another video and then
cry.
Okay, next question. It's kind of related to this. It's on. There's a lot of people who see you as inspiration. And so my question was, what were the tips you were giving to new beginning TikTokers? Beginners, basically.
Honestly, the only, like, tip I have for people is just do it. Because if I hadn't on a random Tuesday, if I hadn't gotten up on a random Tuesday and filmed a video and posted it, I wouldn't have the platform I have. So if you are thinking of something and you want to do it, literally just do it. People hate. People are going to criticize you. Don't take that into accountability. No one cares, you know?
Exactly, yeah. Oh,
correct. That is true. Okay, Fergie?
Wait, okay, so
sorry,
I was just too into, like, that, what she was saying. Like, you know, people post things nowadays on TikTok. Let me stick with TikTok. I won't go to YouTube or anywhere else. Like, nowadays, TikTok, people see, like, a football video going viral. So nowadays, I see a lot of football videos on my TikTok, yeah? Like, I don't know, it's filled with football. Like, a lot of people copy the same thing, but you went for something unique. Like, did you get someone's inspiration or, like, it was all your own thought? Like, oh, I like car stuff, so it was your own thing, you know?
Okay, I don't think I've ever, before I started, I don't think I had ever seen anyone tell horror stories. But wasn't what started it for me. What started my interest in horror to begin with is my mom. And who encouraged me the most to, like, be myself and put myself out there is my mom. So I guess my mom is the reason I started. Like, a subconscious reason I have my account, you know?
Mm. Wow. So, like, you have a supporting mom all over, basically.
Yeah, I do.
Wow. That's good. Okay, so this is something related to your page and your theme, horrors. Okay, so first up, what is your scariest theory that you ever found out?
Okay, I heard this theory that, like, 5 out of 10 times when you're asleep, there's always going to be someone watching you.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm sitting alone in my bedroom. Please, I'm scared.
You probably shouldn't be doing that and talking to me at the same time. But, like, legit, I've heard a theory that's, like, 100%, like, 5 out of 10 times someone's staring at you when you're asleep. And it's like, I sort of believe that because people sleep with their curtains open. Some people sleep with their doors open at night. Like, you're bound to have someone walk into your room or stare at you from the outside. And apparently, when you're like subconscious telling you to be scared, there's a reason for it. When you wake up in the middle of the night, there's a reason for it, you know.
Okay, mom, where are you?
Yeah.
Brother, father. Oh my gosh,
you're
scared.
I'm sorry.
He's gonna lock. No, actually, seriously, okay. Though, before getting, I was just a bit scared because, okay, I'll just be honest. Everyone's gonna watch this, everyone's gonna make fun of me, but this is the truth. I do not watch horror. I'm completely scared of everything. I'm scared of everything. I watched a small clip on Instagram, and then I couldn't go to the washroom for the next 2 weeks.
Oh my god, are you serious?
Yeah, I'm actually scared of everything. I'm like a really, really scary cat. It's like, yeah, horror films, not my thing. But then having you on my podcast, yes, but also scared. So yay.
Oh my god, people tell me they're terrified of me, not my account. Like, terrified they're scared of you. Guys, I'm nice, I swear.
No, actually though, you are nice. Like, when we saw your message reply, we were like, there is no way this is a real account. This must be some kind of fake account. Because there's a general conception that, you know, big celebrities or famous people are busy and they don't have much time to reply to people. But then you replied, and not just replied, you were so nice. You were so kind.
We're like besties now.
Yeah, we're besties, guys.
Guys, no way. We're
famous.
Am I saying
whoever are my whoever are my fans, bye-bye, we are famous now. We're
with famous people.
Oh my god.
Where's my private jet? Where is my private jet? Guys, butler?
I don't like to, like, put myself up there. I have a lot of followers. There's no denying that. But I don't like acting like I have a lot of followers. Because I feel like, what's the point in that, you know?
Yes.
I'm just not going to have any friends forever because I'm going to act like I'm above everyone. No, that's not how it works, you know?
Wow. Freaky, are you hearing this?
Wow. So everyone's conceptions are always
It's wrong. A lesson for you guys when you go famous. You can't be acting like snobs.
I mean, we are all really famous. We're besties with Horror Jabba. Let's go, guys.
Literally.
We just reached life. Like, we completed life, guys. Like,
that's it, guys. We have made it. 100 followers and friends with Horror
Jabba. The show's canceling, guys. See you later. Bye.
We're
famous. Where's my S-Cloth? Where is it?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Okay, first you go.
Anyway, let's move on. Okay, we just asked Curious, what's the most interesting one?
Oh, yes.
Theory you found out.
Interesting theory. Probably the Michael Jackson one. I don't know if you've guys seen the video.
Yeah, that he didn't die.
Yeah. And yeah, that he didn't die. And there's a lot of, like, proof that racks up behind this theory. It's kind of, like, surprising when people tell me they don't believe in it. Because I'm like, it's literally, like, right in front of your face. You know?
Okay.
I've seen him. I don't know. I've seen many proofs, but I don't know why. Did he die or not? That's what I don't get. Like, so much proof, y'all.
No, he's definitely dead. He's dead right now.
Is he dead?
Die. When they said he did. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah.
Wait, so he didn't die when people said he died. He died later.
Yeah, no, definitely not. 100%. I can, like, I will get into a debate about this. He did not die.
He did not die.
I will fight if I have to.
Full on swords.
Michael Jackson did not die. That's it.
He did not.
Yep, he did not die.
Yeah, because the amount of proof there is, actually, I don't believe it as well. Like, there is so much proof.
Wait, am I the only person who does not know this? Wait, what is the
proof? Well, you actually don't.
I don't know about this. I don't watch your videos a lot when I'm alone. I just watch them when my parents are around here, okay, guys? I'm sorry.
Man, I thought we were besties. You didn't even watch them.
No, I watch it with my parents because I'm scared. Okay, I'm sorry. I can't do it. With my parents in the main hall, and like when you're watching a movie or something, I'm like, slowly open my phone and watch it with my brother. Because I can't watch it alone. I'm sorry. It's scary.
Please. Oh, my God. Okay, wait. You want me to tell you what the proof is? Because I can't.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yes, please.
Basically,
please.
There's a video of him hopping out of the ambulance that they supposedly took his dead body in.
Whoa.
Him in his own funeral. So, that's... and his sister on multiple occasions has, like, talked in a way that made it seem like he was still there. His kids too.
Whoa.
There's also this one that is, like, he was supposedly spotted in the back of his sister's car, but I'm not sure how true that one is. And then the final one is there's this dude, honestly, I forgot his name, but he looks and speaks exactly the same way Michael Jackson did.
So, imagine Michael Jackson watching this, he was like, guys, they found out. Escape. Plan's broken, guys. Plan's broken.
FBI, please. Open up.
Oh my god. So we got the scariest, we got the most interesting one. What's the thing that you did not expect at all? Like, no way that's true. That reaction. What was that?
Oh my god, okay. You know that theory that is like 10 spiders crawl in your mouth at least when you're like asleep? I don't believe
that. No, I don't believe that one. Yeah, I actually know that. No way.
You don't know that theory?
Apparently, I saw itself though.
Yeah, there's a theory that says that when you're asleep, at least 10 spiders crawl into your mouth over a lifetime. And I don't see how that's possible. If I go to sleep with no spider in my room, why am I going to wake up with one in my mouth? You know?
Exactly. I need to buy a paper clip and some staples for my mouth.
Literally. <Yep. laughs> Tape it shut.
Yeah, tape it shut. No more spiders anymore.
Yeah.
Okay. Spiders? Okay. Really?
Yeah, spiders.
I'm hella scared of insects. No, I same. Can't even imagine spiders no, near me. Not in my mouth. Near me. Ugh.
Same. I hate them.
Okay, same.
I'm scared of cockroaches. I hate cockroaches, everything.
Isn't it? Because it's funny. It's so funny that my family, everyone's, no one cares about insects. I'm the only one so scared. Like, when we find a cockroach, my dad and brother are like, it's like a full-on Olympic sport at this point. Who kills
who's gonna kill us first? Yeah.
They take the sandals and they like whip it. Like, Captain Nico shield.
Like, oh my god, I get my 10-year-old brother to kill my spiders for me. He's 10. Yeah, I'm 17. There's a literal gap.
I bet there's a championship in some kind of household. Like, who finds it, kills it, wins it.
Literally.
Kills it, wins it. Kills it, wins it. Clearly, I'm running away from the cockroach and my sister comes and tops. That's it. I'm like, oh my god,
I could never.
That's it?
Is that it?
Literally. But then I get freaked out when I see the head still moving. I'm like, no, it's still alive. Kill it more.
It's still alive. Oh, no. You know the antenna type of things?
Yeah.
The lines or something about the head that keeps on moving. I'm like, is it dead or is it have... Is it? What is going on, guys? Literally. Like, the antenna still moves.
Ugh, nasty. Ew.
Okay. You know what's worse, though?
What?
Lizards.
Oh my god, I once found a lizard in my room and I had to get my sister, my brother, and my dad to chase it out.
The whole family. Everyone teams up now.
The Avengers assemble.
Literally, they were like all carrying their slippers and like running after it in my room. And I was like, no way.
But those lizards are so annoying. I've seen as well, but they just go back in and they don't come out. I swear they're so.
Yeah, they're not harmful.
Yeah, it's not harmful, but like, pay the rent.
I don't care, but they're still
literally.
Pay the rent, guys. Like, guys, come on.
You live here, you pay.
You pay, yeah. It's simple.
But no, I can't. I hate insects.
Something we all can agree on. Insects. Die.
Insects are shit.
imagine a group of cockroaches watching this, guys.
Oh my god, can we not? Can we not imagine that?
Nah, let's not go with that. Let's not imagine
that's
that.
Nasty.
Imagine where's a lost phone. It's in some kind of sewage and people are just watching our podcast, like these cockroaches and rats and all.
Friday, you're like getting offended, planning revenge.
We're planning revenge. Full on army, Thanos versus humans.
It's easier to get you guys. You live in the same country. I'm out.
You're out.
Yeah, I'm out of guitar. I'm not staying.
Imagine
people in Australia, though.
Oh my god.
Australia. Yeah. The fact that they have to always check their sandals, shoes before they leave in case. Like,
what?
It's common, that's why.
Oh my god, ew, I could never.
But yeah, the thing is, the place where I live in India, it's to the south, I feel like being in a habitat as Australia, it's a kind of rainforest type of thing. A lot of insects. So it's like a normal thing for us, you know, tap the shoe out or like just check inside the sandals. Thing is, I just visited India just to visit my grandparents. Was it 2 months or two a month?
I don't know.
Probably you went. Yeah, probably about like 2 months, and I was like, do people do this like forever? Is it? It's so sad because everywhere you look, it's insects. Your shoes. Oh my god, the worst was a fly. The fly will not leave the car.
Like, oh my god, mosquitoes.
Oh my god, mosquitoes are the worst. They suck. They're the worst.
Yeah, no. The place I'm in right now in Lebanon, I'm in the countryside. I'm in my village. And it's full-time insects here. But all of my cousins and I, my aunts and I, were all covered head-to-toe in mosquito bites. It sucks. Oh, yeah.
It sucks.
Like, horrible.
I went to Maya. I'm sorry. Sorry to interrupt, Ferky. You just exposed your... Maya, you just exposed your location. All the rats and cockroaches. Please. Attend.
Wait, I did not say what side I was on, right?
Country.
Okay.
Imagine an entire army invading with small tanks and like soldiers just walking around.
Looking for me, please.
Maya? Where is Maya? Okay, go on, Ferky. Sorry for
that. To be honest, I forgot what I was going to say, but I was shocked when I got to know this fact. It's not about insects. Lebanon is actually smarter than Qatar. I was like, what?
Yeah. Wait, no, it is. Yeah.
I was shocked. I was like, Qatar's tiny, but Lebanon? No way.
It is tiny.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
So basically, it's easier for the cockroaches to find her.
Yeah, so basically.
Oh my god,
yeah.
Don't say that. I will not go to sleep at night.
Wait. All the
I'd rather have a demon visit me than an insect or cockroaches.
This is revenge for saying 5 to 10 people. What, like, I don't know, 5 people watching this when you can sleep.
Oh listen. My god. It's not my fault. You asked me the question.
I don't like this, dude. I just woke up yesterday night. Like, I don't like this. Where is the camera? Mom, dad, where is the camera? Like, come on. Yes. Wait. Okay. You know what's the worst? You know, I think the most creepiest thing in real life, you know those motion detecting lights?
Mm-hmm.
So I was going past this bathroom, okay? And there were motion detecting lights. Guess what? I was not even going inside. I was just passing through the washroom. And I can see through the door, the lights are just like blinking for no reason. And there's no one in there. So what is it blinking to? Okay, I was cool.
Do you have your demons? Is that... That's probably what it was blinking to.
I'm not going to the school washroom ever again.
No. Wait, was it Wellington?
Yes, it was Wellington.
Oh my god, shit.
Dude, upstairs, right next to art room, the washroom just kept on blinking. There was no one. I thought there was someone there. Then I later on visited there. I just went inside, just washed my hands after our class. Next thing you know, I'm in there, and there's no one next to me, and the light is just blinking on and off. I'm like, guys, what's going on? Hello?
No, because there must be like a logical explanation to this, but in my head, it's like it's a demon.
Yeah, it's death. I mean, of course, there's some kind of science.
Why not?
Like there must be some kind of dust covering the proximity sensor, like some kind of thing. But it's definitely demons.
Yeah.
Demons sounds more
demons.
Better. All demons listening to the show, please.
Literally. No, be nice to them. Be nice to them.
You guys are making me not want to go to the washroom anymore, but okay.
Do you want them to haunt you? Be nice.
Okay, you guys are the best.
I love you, demons. I love you, demons.
Demons, fire to fire
rating.
You're welcome
in the bathroom anytime. Sure.
Why not? Okay. Also, wait, I watched this movie or video where, like, this, you know, horror movie. Okay, first ever. I didn't watch it fully because, obviously, I'm stupid. Moving on. There was a scene. This guy was washing his hands in the washroom. He looked in the mirror. He looked in the mirror. I don't like this part. Next thing you know, his reflection is not doing what he's doing.
Oh.
Which is not cool. And ever since that, I do not look at mirrors in the washrooms. I'm sorry, guys. I don't look at mirrors. It's weird. Where did they find the idea? The reflections?
There actually is, like, in the paranormal world, I guess, if you about that.
Wait. Are you serious?
Yeah, no, I'm serious, and I have a video on it. Basically, it says that beyond the mirror, there's a different world of, like, creatures. And that's why sometimes when you, like, you move your hand and you feel like it doesn't move as quickly in the mirror, it actually is not moving as quickly because it's someone else.
Okay, you know what? I'm removing mirrors from all bathrooms.
No, literally.
Remove all bathroom mirrors, please.
It's so bad.
Why is the bathroom the worst place? Like, come on, guys.
Because a lot of things can, like, crawl out of your toilet, I guess.
Oh,
and,
my.
Like, no, I'm sorry. I'm, like, coming, making your life a living hell and leaving.
Maya, please.
Sleeping, going to the washroom. Come on.
I can't do this.
Whatever you want, I can make it all bad.
Oh, no. Can you make rainbows bad?
I can't.
Oh, my
Some
God.
People say, you know how there's, like, a leprechaun at the end of the rainbow? There's a thing that says that the leprechaun, I forgot the word. It's like it lures you with a pot of gold to devour you, I guess.
No.
How did a rainbow become bad?
I'm sorry.
I don't like rainbows anymore. I'm done.
Okay. Yeah, I haven't liked them in a while, as you can tell.
But there's no way you can make cats evil. Don't say yes.
Cats are like the worst creatures. You know that if you die and like you're left next to your cat for like 10 minutes, it will start eating you?
Where's my cat? Get out.
No, that's like legit fact. Your cat will eat you.
Okay, you know what?
If you were dead. Kick your cat out. You don't want it anymore.
Out. You don't pee in the wind. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Leave. Get out.
Wait, actually, is it true though?
It is true.
What?
I heard, I think it's called a mortician. I heard a mortician talk about this. And it's like reasons not to commit suicide because people are like, I don't want to commit suicide for my cat, you know? And they're like, your cat's going to devour you if you're dead. So that should not be a reason.
You're not having a cat.
Literally. Okay.
Man, I love cats now. What?
Yeah, I like dogs better.
Wait, dogs are good?
Yeah, dogs are fine, I guess. But like, if a dog bites you, you can turn into a dog. So like, yeah, you can get like the characteristics of a dog if you get bit by a dog who has a disease.
If you get bit by a dog, you have to get like 23 injections.
You have to get shots.
Wow, that explains a lot of things
in this world. Okay.
Yeah.
Nothing. Okay. You know the song from Lego? What was it? Everything's awesome.
No,
yeah, Maya is just like, nah, I'm good.
Yeah, no, take it back. I don't want it.
Yeah, not good. I'm good. Oh, my God. Well, dude, it's been 34.
So,
it's been 34 minutes. Wait. Wow.
Yeah. We were just talking about insects.
As we should.
Okay. I don't want to talk about these insects or anything that's going to ruin my life. So, let's move on with your business. Can you talk? Yes. You founded it with Reem Official as well, another popular TikToker. So, like, can you tell us more about that?
Yeah. Basically, Reem called me up one day and she was like, "I have this idea for a business," and she told me about it, and I was like, "Cool, cool, cool." So we got together, and we decided that because I'm the one who like does the horror stories, I'm the one who should be writing the unsolved case, I guess. And so we personally sit there and write them for like days on end to get them perfect, to be able to have people solve them and find clues and stuff. But it's actually a really fun process. Like, I've really enjoyed working with her on this.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay. What is it though, exactly?
What is it?
What is it? Basically, it is a police file that is that belongs to an unsolved case. So like a murder, a haunting, whatever. We have two at the moment, and each story has a different storyline, different characters, different everything. It's like, let's say this girl got murdered. There are three suspects, which you get like three suspect sheets for each, where you get to read information, statements about them. You get pictures of the crime scene, and you have to become the detective and figure out what happened. And at the end, you get a folder that tells you the answer and why, how we got to that answer. So then you can compare what you came up with and the actual answer at the end. It's actually pretty fun.
Okay. Sounds very fun.
I mean, it sounds fun, definitely.
Yeah.
Okay. You know what? Let's get into more. How do I say? Let's get to know more about you. Like a quick fire questioning, okay?
Okay.
Simple questions, but like just to get to know more about you. Okay. First up, Furky. I'll go first, Furky, or do you want to go first?
Let's just go. If we come up, let's just go together. It's fine. You ask, I'll ask. If you know,
basically. Cool. All right. Maya is in for trouble. Okay.
Quick fire. You know, quick fire.
Okay. First up, first question. What would be a movie that you would recommend everyone to watch?
Either the Insidious series or the one miscalled.
Okay, let me just write that down. Need to watch that.
Horror movies. Non-horror
movies. Okay.
No. Horror.
Delete.
No.
Delete. Delete. Freaking. You go.
Okay. Favorite song?
Right now it's I Wanna Be Your Slave by Måneskin.
Okay. I've never heard of that, actually.
Is that also
it's
horror?
Italian group. I don't...
Okay. Yeah. Is it horror?
No, it's horror. Horror. Well, the title's scary, but like it's not.
Okay. I'll give it a try, I guess. Okay. Next. Okay. What, one sec. What's your favorite go-to order from your favorite hometown restaurant?
Oh, hometown restaurant. I always like to go for a salad.
Healthy
like that.
Nice. Okay. I'm not that, so not relatable.
No, as you should, period.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So, did you do your education in Qatar? Like, your younger education? Like, your school? Did you do your school in Qatar or like somewhere else?
Yes, I lived in Qatar for 15 years, switched schools 3 times. So,
that's almost my age.
Schools are those exposing times, you know?
No, because, I graduated at 16 in Qatar.
Wow. 16? Wow.
16, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
she's
started university at 16. I'm going into my second year, I'm 17.
Oh, shit. Calm down, slow down.
Yeah.
You're turning 16 and you're going to year 11.
As you should. Listen, I'm the one going way too quickly. Y'all are on time.
I'm on time. Yeah, cool. Okay, here's the next question. It's about your TikTok page. What is your personal favorite TikTok video that you posted?
Oh, video, okay.
Our podcast video.
I think the Gargamel one, the Smurfs one.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. That it did so really well, and it's really interesting, so.
That was super interesting. I think that was the only one that, like, I was not scared watching.
Yeah, no, it's not scary. It's one of my, like, my less scary, more interesting ones.
That was your less scary? I'm sorry?
Yeah, that was a less, yeah.
Less scary.
Okay. Less scary, yeah.
Okay. No, Fredin, calm down. Okay. Fredin, go on.
Okay, favorite TikTok.
Oh, do you want like a local TikToker or just in
anything,
general?
Anything.
Oh, okay. Anything. My favorite TikToker is probably Brittany Broski. Do y'all know her? Do you remember when this meme about the kombucha came out?
Yeah.
Where she like does facial expressions.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
That TikToker. She's really funny.
Oh.
Yeah. Y'all should check her out.
You should check her out. Okay. Free.
I know her. Yeah.
Yeah,
she's got a free shout out on FNM podcast.
Yeah.
Big podcast, you know.
Like BBC, who? Like, I'm like to the best.
Helping smaller accounts.
yes, we're helping totally smaller accounts. Definitely, definitely. Okay. Oh, okay. Here's the next question. It's related to us, actually. Is this your first podcast?
Yes, actually.
But okay, let's go. Yay!
It's really fun. It's really fun. I get why y'all have a podcast.
Hey.
I'm excited.
The first ones, you know, we're the first ones. If you guys don't want to know about Harajabi, you know where to come, you know?
Yeah.
You know, only us.
You know where else? Obviously, just us.
I have to go on my besties podcast.
Wow. We're besties, not Faruqi. You hear that?
Besties.
You hear that, Faruqi? Wow. You know, I've made life at this point. Now I'm bestie with a celebrity. Wow.
Here. Mom, the next episode or no? Are we posting?
No, it's okay. I think we can end it here. Last episode, yeah. Let's go. It's good.
Don't do that. I'm enjoying this.
Oh wow, Faruqi, let's go. Let's go. This is cool.
Let's go.
Okay.
Okay. So wait, there's a few. I don't know if it was months ago or like, I don't know how old was this, but you hung out with like a couple of very TikTokers in Qatar, like Liam, Prince, Dahabi. How weird were all these people like?
No. Okay, let me tell you the story of how we all met, because it's weird. Basically, I was friends, you know, Buckled Up, the...
Yeah.
Amir. Yeah, okay, I'm just going to call him Amir. Basically, Amir and I have been friends since school. I knew him since he was, like, in fifth grade. So, I knew him pretty well, and he texted me one day, and he was like, hey, so these, like, couple of TikTokers want to go out, and we want you to come along. And I was like, there's no way in hell I'm going to go. And he's like, why? I'm like, because I don't like Prince, and I don't like Debbie, and I don't like Reem. And I was like going on and on about how I hated all of them. I literally hated them. Not even a joke. And they know this, so I'm not like exposing a secret. We talked about it. But he was like, come on, like we're going to have fun. Whatever, I'll stick to you. I won't leave you by yourself. And I'm like, there's no way in hell. The day they were going out, at 8, I think. And at 7, I went to ask my mom if I can go out with my friend. And she was like, if you're not going out with the TikTokers, you're not going out at all. So I was like, what? She was like, you're not going out. Like, make up your mind. Either you go with them or you stay home. So I was like, I don't want to stay home, so I'll go. I went. And then we literally became best friends since the second we sat down together. Like, I'm not even, like, kidding. We're best friends.
Wow.
We clicked really quickly.
I hate them to best friends.
No, because I told them the second time we met, I was like, guys, I need to confess something. Like, it's on my chest. They're like, what's up? I was like, bringing up text of me talking like crap behind their back. And I'm like, I hated you guys. Yeah.
How did they respond to that?
They were laughing. Because like we were telling each other our first like impressions of each other. So I kind of like let it slip in there. I swear I'm not a hateful person. I sound like a horrible person. I just don't.
No, we get it. We get it. We totally get it.
Yeah. No.
Okay. I got some quick, easy, super simple, quick 5 questions. Number one, okay, are you an iPhone or Android fan?
iPhone, ew.
Whoa, Faruqi, you got some drama on iPhone Pocket. What?
Are we gonna fight? Are we gonna fight?
No.
I thought you're telling me I use Samsung, like what?
No. She's an iPhone supporter, you know, she just said you.
You to Samsung.
Yeah, you Samsung. Android sucks. Yeah.
Samsung Android.
Whoa, we got tension. Let's go. Okay.
Are we gonna fight? Next.
No, I'm good.
We are iPhone fans as well.
Yeah, me too. So, I just okay, like period. How she answered. Are we gonna fight? I need to know this. Are
we gonna fight? I will send my demons.
Okay, not funny. Moving on.
Okay.
Okay, moving on. Do you do gaming?
Gaming?
Yeah.
I guess. I mean, it's embarrassing. I play Roblox. Is that like gaming?
Oh my god. You wanna meet my smaller brother?
I play Minecraft, I guess. And then, yeah.
Again, 10-year-old brother.
No, Minecraft's sick.
I don't have time. Sick. I'm a busy woman.
Oh, yes, definitely. You got the helicopters, jets.
Yeah, obviously. Yeah. Country to country. Obviously.
Yeah, like, oh my god, like, yeah.
World tour, Horajabi.
Yes. Okay, in that case, next question.
Like, wait, one sec, before we move on. Quick, you know, I always used to know you as, like, Harhijabi. Like, you know, everyone was like, Harjabi. I'm like, what? No, it's not that. And then when I went and checked, I'm like, what? How?
No, because I literally yelled at people whenever they called me Harhijabi. And I'm like, the smart thing about the name is that the H-I is out and it makes sense, you know? It's like a horror, you know?
See, Faruqi? I can read people's mind.
I'm so glad you're over that now, because I would have been pissed off this entire episode.
Confessing, you know? That's why, you know?
No, as you should. Confessions.
Yes, definitely. Okay, next question. Since you're into gaming, do you prefer PlayStation or Xbox?
Oh, PlayStation.
Whoa, throwing shit again.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
PlayStation's better. Come on. If anyone says Xbox, nah, man.
No, Xbox. Listen, the only time I used to play Xbox was like 2014. I'm like over that.
Yeah. Okay. What did you play? Kinect or something?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
See. Yeah. That was a good Xbox. Yeah.
Yeah, that was a good Xbox.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. In that case, gaming is done. Right. So two favorite games. I was about to ask you two favorite games, but you answer it: Roblox and Minecraft. Okay. Cool. Roblox and Minecraft. Okay.
Yeah.
No, I'm just running out of things. Because Roblox, huh?
Listen. It's really fun. I feel like I have to explain myself.
No, I'm just like, okay, so the thing is, you made an impression like the manly, scary person, and then you play Roblox.
Okay, like, I play the horror games. Does that make it better?
What type of horror games?
There are these games that are like, I don't know what they're called, but they're like jump scare games. Like, you have to escape before the girl gets you, or like whatever. They're kind of cool.
Do you know the Five Days of Freddy or something?
Five Nights at Freddy's. I know that game, yes. And I really want to play it.
5 Days of Freddy's.
Okay, but Minecraft is not a favorite. I'll tell you what my favorite is. Have you heard of Wizard 101?
No.
Wizard 101 is probably the most amazing game I've ever played. I've been playing for 10 years.
See, that's the type of game I'm expecting. You know, wizards, dragons.
Yeah, it's like you have to do a bunch of tasks where you like fight bad guys to like get higher levels. It's really, really cool. I love it.
Are you sponsored by that?
I should be. I've been playing it for 10 years.
So you guys hear it here on the National Podcast.
Sponsored. Wizard 101 sponsored.
Sponsor, I'll email please. Them. I'll send them the podcast. I'll be like, watch. Yes. Look what I did.
Watch. Dude, we've been talking for 45 minutes.
Whoa. Wait, this is like literally insects. Like I'm on call with my besties.
Dude, it is besties, you know. Yeah. Not like, it is.
For the besties.
Guys, when we say this to someone, they won't believe us. Just show the podcast. Extra views and proof.
No, because I'm literally going to like turn off the podcast and like go follow you guys. We're going to become best friends.
Oh my god. Whoa.
Followed by heart.
Whoa. Life.
Fame.
Mom, where is my stuff? Please.
Okay. Besties followed by... Yeah, 14 we made it. That's it. This is the last episode.
Yeah, guys, thank you for watching. Bye bye. We're done. Oh my god. Okay.
It's okay. My best friend doesn't watch my videos, so.
Okay, that's cool. You know, that's cool. That's actually cool. No problem.
Yeah, it's fine, yeah. I guess. I'll let it slide, I guess.
Everyone else, we're best friends, but in front of her, we're not. We don't even know each other. Like, who are you? Like, you know?
Literally.
Yeah, we get it. Okay, in that case, Furky, you have any more questions or do you want to wrap it up? Because, you know, I don't want to waste your time.
Waste her time, okay.
You're a busy woman, Faruqi.
Busy woman, my bad.
Oh, I'm enjoying this.
Okay, she likes robots, we should end it. I'm joking.
Oh my god.
Likes robots. Cut it up. Should we cut that
part? Really, like, you kick me out? You're like, no, not really.
We're gonna cut that part of the show. Robots, not like, okay, okay. Okay, in that case, what do you say? Let's wrap it up, or?
Yeah, you know, I guess.
Yeah, because she's a very busy person. She got a jet, private helicopters.
I have a flight to catch.
Go. Yes.
Quick.
Yeah.
She's going around the world, guys. Sorry. For end it. Quick, yeah. quick.
Tour. I'm touring. I don't know.
Who's the 14? Where did he go? Is he quiet?
Like, I don't what? Know. I don't know what happened.
Hey, you're 14.
Did he die? Is there a death?
When did you die? I think there is a spider in his room.
Oh my god.
There might be one in your room, by the way.
What?
There might be one in your room.
Oh my god.
He's telling me he got stuck, actually.
Oh, sad.
Oh, shit. Okay.
We'll
is that? Let me ask him, is there a spider?
Oh, ask him. We need to make sure.
We have to make sure our bestie's okay.
Literally.
I'm sorry.
This is my issue. Just got kicked out.
I'm sorry. Oh my god. I'm so sorry. It's my fault.
What happened?
Okay, so first up, my phone was on 13%. So that I put it in low power mode. But the thing is, when you put your phone on low power mode, every app gets slow. And this just crashed for some reason. Oh my god. I'm so sorry.
No, it's okay.
And he's the host, so we got kicked out.
It's fine.
Okay, you know what? Let's just pick up where we left off. Okay, the point was she was busy, she got stuff to do, so let's wrap it up. Okay. Yes. Okay, in that case, I'll just thank the followers. Oh, before we go, you want to shout out your channel? You know, just give us more shout out.
We are famous, so if you want to reach a million, you have to
yes,
give us.
Yes, of course, please.
What? You want me to shout out my channel?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. My TikTok account is Horror Jabby. That's Horror Jabby.
Not Hijabby, guys.
TikTok, Hijabby. On TikTok, YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, everything is Horror Jabby. So.
Cool. Nice. Okay, in that case, thank you so much for watching, guys. See you guys later. To the next episode. Bye. Guys, want to say bye together?
Huh?
You want to say bye together? You guys want to say bye together in 3, 2, 1?
Sure.
3, 2, 1.
Bye.
That was the best one till now, for sure. We always have it so off sync.
Well, it was so off sync.